Welcome back. 1221, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Happy Friday. Joining me now, Tammy Bruce, radio talk show host, New York Times best-selling author, Fox News and PJTV contributor, and, of course, a Washington Times columnist. Today's offering, Why Hillary Fears... I'll get that out. Why Hillary Fears Monica... stirring memories of the politics of personal destruction could derail the Clinton 16 bandwagon. Well, Monica's back, and you think that's a good thing, right, Tammy?
Well, I do, and I think that already just one Clinton feeling her is probably enough. We don't want both of them doing it.
Yeah.
What can I tell you, Andy? I mean, come on. Be a good boy.
Yeah.
Now, I think this is a good thing because, look, I was musing last year when it became obvious Hillary thought that she should get the promotion to the presidency, that the best thing in the world would be if Monica Lewinsky came back. She's now a 40-year-old woman. She clearly can convey the problem in particular with Hillary. People keep saying, we can't blame Hillary for what Bill did. As a matter of fact, if it wasn't for Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton probably would have been in jail long before he ever ran for president. So Hillary Clinton is the enabler that has allowed that man to do what he's done to individual women. And she should be held accountable to that. Look, I think she is a bully, Hillary. I think she is, in part, a misogynist. I think that she does not like herself very much, and she projects that loathing onto other women. And her husband has not helped her attitude in that regard. So Monica Lewinsky is in a very unique position to be able to, not just by her presence, remind us about who the Clintons are, but she must really begin to articulate now as a 40-year-old woman, not as a 22-year-old star-struck, naive girl, what those people really did to her and what the problem is with Hillary Clinton in particular.
Yeah. But you notice how many people have already circled the wagon trying to help Hillary? I have to laugh because there was this soundbite I heard a little while ago from Ronan Farrow, this guy on MSNBC, where he questions whether Monica has earned the right to own the story.
Yeah, here's a guy who's on television because he may be the illegitimate child of Frank Sinatra. And he's got the nerve, Andy, to like question whether somebody else has the right to actually be able to stand up for her own narrative and her own story and her own life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this is what all of us have the right to do.
Yeah.
Nobody is above us. I mean, every individual has the right to defend herself and to stand up for herself. But it tells you, Andy, this circling of the wagons, as you very aptly put it, tells you that they also fear Monica. They also know that she's not going to be able to be squished like a bug because she survived everything they did to her, and she is now a woman as opposed to a girl, and people are going to take her even more seriously.
Yeah. Hey, would you agree with those who say Hillary was probably tipped off and actually approved this Vanity Fair story?
Well, you know, I think very often we give the left and people like the Clintons a little bit too much credit. During the 2007 primary season, I couldn't believe that the Clintons would have lost control of the Democratic Party so much that this upstart named Barack Obama, who's done nothing in his life and was 142 days in the Senate, that they would let the nomination get away from them, but they did. And I think that in part, they have in their mind, look, Monica's going to be an issue. Yes, let's just get this out as soon as we can. But they are underestimating not just Monica Lewinsky, but the American people.
Yeah.
We know 65% of the people in polls now are saying they want the next president to do the opposite of what Barack Obama's done. That you're not going to get that with a Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, no kidding. Did you also catch Hillary came her initial response, her knee-jerk response to this story was to blame it on Monica?
Mm-hmm. Well, see, that's it. That's why I call Hillary. And look, a misogynist is a word thrown around by the left a lot, but let me tell you something. Words are important when they're true and when they're accurate.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my column's about. This is about pointing out the malevolence of Hillary Clinton toward women, and that's the irony. They're trying to elevate her as this, oh, the first woman president, and, ooh, it's going to be great for women, because women will decide the next president. And the fact of the matter is that it is the conservative ideal that improves the quality of women's lives. People like both Clintons, but especially Hillary, do damage to women's lives. And look, as a feminist, I want a woman in the White House as well. But I want not just any woman. I want a woman who loves this country, who puts that above her personal interests, who actually respects the American people, and who doesn't destroy people's lives because of their own personal issues.
Got somebody in mind?
You know, here's my issue. I mean, I'm right now for 16. You know, a woman I want in the White House is Ann Romney, as First Lady. I want Mitt Romney to come back.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Look, for me, look, I'm a Tea Party sympathizer. I was not liking him before. I think now is the time. He was right, Andy, on everything. And, you know, when you think about integrity and quality and class and decency, I think of Ann Romney. I think about her husband. But when it comes to women in the field, you know who's going to be the superstar in the years coming up? It's Mia Love. She's going to get into the Congress. The Congresswoman, she'll be the Congresswoman from Utah. She'll be the first African-American Republican woman in Congress. That is a woman to keep your eyes on because she is going to be a part of the future, not just of the Republican Party, but of this country.
Yeah, I definitely agree. I've talked with her a couple of times, and she is an up-and-coming star, without a doubt. All right. I love the idea that you paint Hillary as the facilitator, you know, for her aggressive husband, because that's so true. And all you have to do is look back at the events of the past with Bill Clinton. I mean, let's see how many women we can name off the top of our heads, okay?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
How scary is that? And where's the NOW crowd? Where's the National Organization for Women? They never.
Well, I'm pretty happy that they have become irrelevant. But that, you know, let's put one more nail in that coffin. Look, as a feminist, I think this is the irony too. It's like all the feminists in the left try to remove Hillary from the equation. I really give her a lot more agency. I believe women have a lot of power. Women have a lot of impact, and Hillary does. And we just have to recognize what sort of impact that is. So for everyone who's like, oh, trying to paint Hillary as a victim, is that really what you want as a president? I mean, of course not. So she does have power, and she's used it in all the wrong ways. She doesn't have enough self-esteem even to divorce that guy and to have taken her own career forward. She attaches herself to Bill because she thinks that's the only way for her to get what she wants. And I think this nation is done with people who have done nothing, and what they have done has been injurious to the nation.
Mm-hmm. Folks, you need to read this. It's called Why Hillary Fears Monica. I'm having a really tough time with that today. You know, Ann, it's Friday, isn't it? Yes, okay, she just gave
it
me
is.
The
It is. You're allowed.
Okay. Stirring memories of the politics of personal destruction could derail the Clinton 16 bandwagon. Tammy Bruce, as always, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
See ya. All right, folks, stay tuned. Coming up in just a few minutes, the Golden Hammer Award of the Week. Yes, that's the weekly award afforded by the Washington Times to some agency responsible for waste, fraud, and abuse. And, it's a good one today, guaranteed. And you're not going to believe what's been happening at the EPA. We'll get to that shortly.